Welcome to Vikings Game Plan, 7-2 Vikings, 7-2 Los Angeles Rams, with head coach Mike Zimmer from the TCO Studios. I'm Paul Allen. These Rams on a little winning streak. Offense has some pretty lofty numbers. What have you seen?
Yeah, they're good. You know, they use a lot of up-tempo. They got receivers. They can really go get it. Woods is averaging about 17 yards a catch, I think. They've got, this Cooper Kupp. He's a guy that catches a bunch of third downs. They're leading league in third downs. They run the ball really good with Gurley. Yeah, they're a good football team.
Their first-year head coach, Sean McVay, does anything offensively distinguish him, like anything different from what you generally see?
They run basically the same offense that the Redskins run. A lot of the same motions, same movements. They run the ball a little bit better, and they've got a little bit more skill at the wide receivers.
How much has free agent left tackle Andre Whitworth stabilized their pass protection?
Witt's doing a good job. You know, he's always been a big, strong guy, a great team guy. He's done a nice job helping him with the protection and in the running game both.
What did you think of Linval's game against Washington?
Linval played great. He's very physical, got after the runner, was running all over the field. You know, he was excited to be able to hit the quarterback on one. Unfortunately, it was a helmet-to-helmet, but he was talking about that blitz all week.
When you watch back moments like Linval running in open field and hitting people, I mean, do you have to, like, go back and watch it again? Like, when he hit that receiver, Ryan Grant, Watching that imposing figure in open field with a full run.
Yeah, I'm glad it's not me.
It's Cousins on the play pass. Looking over the middle, it's Grant who gets belted by Linval Joseph. That had to hurt.
Adam Thielen, do you sense defensive backs or defenses shortchange his speed? They see him on film, they know he's good, but then in game action, are they like, whoa, he's faster than we thought?
Yeah, I think they think he's a little bit sneaky fast now. He runs really good routes, he gets open, catches the ball extremely well. You know, great competitor.
One of the Vikings' touchdowns against Washington was the first National Football League touchdown for tight end David Morgan. Offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur told me that he and offensive line coach Tony Sparano kind of collaborated on this play. Let's take a look at this play.
That comes in motion. McKinnon, fake to him. Keenum, gonna dump it off. It's a touchdown to the backup tight end Morgan. And that's Morgan's first career touchdown.
All right, this is a play that we had a week ago, like off of a two-point play up in Cleveland, where we lined up Jarek outside. It looked like we were going to run the rocket sweep. C.J. Ham over here blocking the wing. And this time we faked it to him, and then we ran a little bootleg to David Morgan coming out of there. And they all played the rocket sweep, and so it was really a nice, easy play. And second time we've given that formation and different things. And like you said, Tony and Pat worked together on that. They were when they scored on the sideline, they were pretty proud of themselves.
And you got Ryan Kerrigan, 91, very good, 6 sacks. Right up on Case. A key for Case here is to make sure the ball doesn't get batted.
Yeah, he wants to drift and throw the ball nice and easy over the top to a wide-open receiver.
Now, one of the biggest plays of the game, defensive tackle Tom Johnson with an outstanding tackle for loss.
They'll run it again. Thompson in trouble, and he's taken down! Tom Johnson! That was some play, and Washington may have just run themselves out of the game.
Yeah, this was really a good job here. Fourth down, 5 minutes left in the ball game. Tom did a nice job on the guard, came off it. We set the edge with Terrence Newman, and Tom made an outstanding tackle.